Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced and you are listening to Web Dev 101. And what I want to talk about today is just really sing the praises of the people at Builder.io and realize that they had their hand in so many really amazing projects. So I just wanted to do an episode to kind of call attention to those projects because I think they're cool. And I mean, listen to the interviews that the CEO and some of the others in around the company have been doing on different podcasts and their own content that they're putting out there. And it's great quality stuff, and I like to reward people who put out quality content, so I'm going to talk about their stuff. Now, first off, I guess like the thing that I guess there's always there's the technologies that you create, and then there's the thing that makes you money. And when it comes to Builder.io, the money is the Builder.io platform. Okay, and which is actually really cool. It's a CMS, so if you've used like Contentful or Sany.io, you probably have the basic idea where you can kind of go in behind the scenes with the dashboard and generate data. Great for your marketing people, so that way they can add content to a website without having to know how to code. But what is extra cool is that with Builder.io, you can drop in a widget into your React app, into your Svelte app, into your Solid app, or your whatever app that allows your marketers to actually use a what you see is what you get building experience to basically build out parts of the page. Okay, so you get more, basically you kind of think of it like if you're using something like a Divi or Elementor on like WordPress, where you have like these visual page editors. But imagine that you could do that in your React or Svelte app. Okay, so that's pretty cool. Okay, and that is a pretty unique value proposition. But what's even more interesting is the way they pull this off. Now, I've written about this before in for LogRocket. I wrote an article on their technology called Mitosis. I didn't realize the picture played. I had an idea, but now that I have a better understanding of it, it's like, oh, okay, this is pretty killer. But what mitosis is, essentially a common intermediary format. So what that means, whenever you hear like common intermediary format, it just means it's a way of representing something not as an ends, but as a way to translate from point A to point B. Like this is how Google Translate works. Okay, I think it eventually just kind of came up with its own common intermediate format. So basically, when it translates from, like, let's say you translate from Greek to Spanish in Google Translate, it doesn't translate from Google from Greek to Spanish. It'll generally, like, first, it has, like, every word in every language mapped to sort of this, like, intermediate format, this language that no one speaks. But the idea is that since everything maps to that, it can then say, okay, well, in Greek, this would translate to the common intermediate format here, which translates to Spanish on the other end. So it gives us sort of like basically this unique interface where I don't have to come up with a translation from Spanish to everything else. I just have to come up with a translation from Spanish to the intermediate format, and that can translate to anything from there. That's essentially how this works, but for frameworks. So essentially, it takes your code that you do in the Builder.io editor and writes it in this format called mitosis. But that mitosis can then be translated to Svelte, to React, to Angular. I think it can be translated to Angular. Quick is another one of their projects. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can translate to any of these frameworks. Okay, and theoretically, there can be more and more targets constantly being added. Okay, basically, if it's a stateful front-end component framework, you could create a mitosis translator adapter, and then you could do the same thing. So basically allows, again, the marketing people to have that what you see is what you get experience, and then it incorporates with any framework you like. That's really cool. Okay, and again, even outside of Builder.io, you could use mitosis to sort of translate frameworks between frameworks if you have components that you need to move over to a different framework or something like that. Pretty cool. Now, then there's Qwik. Qwik is their front-end framework, so basically they're kind of competitor to React, Svelte, and all that. What's cool about Qwik is the way that it does. It basically tries to optimize everything out of the gate. So the idea is that the hope is that you have to think about optimization less because Qwik kind of does all of that for you when it comes to like lazy loading and caching. A lot of these things that we manually do or we use external libraries to do in like libraries like React and or are just not possible in React, and it makes them possible. So in the sense that where basically you're lazy loading chunks of your reactivity. Stuff that doesn't need to be reactive is just rendered as HTML. A lot of these things, but without you having to really like change the way you write your code, you can just write the code you're not used to it, and it figures out how to optimize your stuff. So that's pretty cool. I haven't played with Quick yet. It's on my short list of things to do. And then the last thing they are doing is something called Party Time. Party Time is essentially like a way to offload a third-party widget. So sometimes you might put like a Google Pixel, like a Facebook Pixel, or a Google Analytics widget, or something like that. And the thing is that that's running, and it hurts your SEO, it hurts your Google Page Rank, hurts that I forget what they call that score that you get from DevTools, but it hurts that. It basically hurts the performance of your website to have all these third-party invisible widgets doing work on your website. So what Party Time does allows you to kind of like move that off your website where you have it kind of running somewhere else. So just basically it removes the performance hit, which is cool. Okay, again, I haven't used Party Time either, but that's cool. I mean, really the big thing to me is mitosis. Like, I find that to be sort of an amazing idea. But hopefully you guys check that out. Check out Builder.io. Check out Quick. And see how you feel about it. My name is Alex Merced. Again, you're listening to WebDev 101. Make sure to follow me on Twitter over there at Alex Merced Coder, and follow me on LinkedIn. Just look up Alex Merced, and subscribe to this podcast and check out my other podcasts. Make sure to check out my Web and Data podcast where I do interviews. We just did an interview with Bob Hafner, who is a data engineer and host of the Engineering Side of Data. And before that, I did an interview with a former colleague of mine, Joe Kionan, who taught with me back at GA and is currently working at Shopify. So that was the first interview as a front-end dev. So check those out. I'll talk to you all later. Have a great day and enjoy.